Herb Stacks.
Oh, I have a job.
The series of shiurim is dedicated to the topics of Melechei Shabbos, beginning with somewhat of an introduction, and then centering around various melachos, especially the melacha of Bishul B'Shabbos. By way of introduction, I wanted to spend tonight's shiur discussing the element of the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos, because the Gemara does tell us that when it comes to Shabbos, of course, there is a lo saseh. The Torah tells us in Aseres HaDibros, lo saseh chomalacha, but in addition to the lav of doing melacha on Shabbos, there also is a mitzvah saseh. What this mitzvah saseh is somewhat questionable, and what its scope is subject to a significant machlokes rishonim. It is clear from the Gemara that melacha on Shabbos is not only a lav, but it's also an essay, because the Gemara raises the following issue in Shabbos in the Chof Dalam Abayz. We know in the Mishnayos we recite Anel Shabbos and Mamem Alikin that one is not allowed to be soreif shemen sreifa. If you have oil that has to be burnt, namely it's truma tamea, one is not allowed to go ahead and to burn that not on Shabbos, but even on Yantif. And the Gemara is bothered by the following. On Yantif, why is that the case? After all, burning truma tamea is a mitzvah. The Torah tells us, ba'esh tisrofu. And even if one would argue that entails a malacha, shouldn't we apply the principle of esei dochalos esei? Let the mitzvah of sreifas truma, but Eish Tisrofu, bidoche the Isra Malach of Yantif of Komleches Avoda Losasu. The Gemara puts forth several answers. One of them is that of Rav Ashi that tells us that no, Malach on Yantif is not only a lav, it's also an essay, and therefore the principle is Ein Essay Docha Losase Ve'ese. And that's where the Gemara spells out very clearly that Asiyas HaMalacha on Yantif, on Shabbos, is not merely a lav, but also it is covered by the essay as well. The Gemara writes this as well in Beitz and Dav Ches Amud Beis when it comes to Kisui Hadam. One of the Meleches Ochel Nefesh in Yantif is Shchita. One is allowed to engage in Shchita and Yantif. And at times, after Shchita, one is obligated to cover the dam. Under normal circumstances, a person would prepare dirt from before Yantif to use for the purpose of Kisui Hadam. The Gemara questions that what if that was not done? A person does Shchita and all of a sudden realizes that he doesn't have any dirt for the purpose of Kisui. Is he allowed to access that dirt on Yantif for the purpose of Kisui Hadam? The Gemara writes that even though there is a mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, one cannot violate any malachos in the process of getting at that afar, because after all, ein esei dochalos esei ve'esei. Malacha on Shabbos, malacha on Yantif is a lav and an esei, and therefore even b'mako mitzvah that is considered to be forbidden. So the Gemara spells out very clearly that sugi in Shabbos Chav Dalet Beitz and Avches, that malacha, Shabbos, and Yantif is a los esei ve'esei. The parameters of the los esei, as we'll see, are very clear. That's what the Mishnah tells us. In Shabbos, Nefayim Gimel, that's a reference to Lamed Tes Malachos. But what exactly is included in this mitzvah's esei? After all, the Torah tells us, when it comes to Shabbos and Yantiv, that there's a mitzvah of Tishbos, a mitzvah of Shabboson. In addition to Malacha, a person has to refrain on Shabbos and Yantiv. The Rambam writes a person has to set aside the days of Shabbos Yantif from all the other days of the week. And Tosus writes an interesting chiddush that perhaps the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos stems from the following pasuk. Tosus writes in Shabbos and Dav Samartes, the pasuk is Ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh ilachem. Ushmartem es haShabbos. That is the basis of the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos. This is a chiddush that Tosus writes, that Ushmartem es haShabbos, that is a mitzvah saseh to refrain from malacha on Shabbos. See, the reason this is a chiddush is because of the following. The Torah uses the term Ushmartem. Is it so clear that that is an essay? Because perhaps one could argue that no. Whenever the Torah uses one of the terms of lo, or hishomer, pen, al, that is always indicative of elo sase. And perhaps one could argue the same thing is true when it comes to ushmartem esa Shabbos. But Tosfos is clear, Shabbos Samach Tes, ushmartem esa Shabbos, that is the mitzvah sase of refraining from halacha during the time of Shabbos. See, the reason that this is a chiddush is because of the following. You know, the Gemara tells us in Brachos and Davchav and Shavuos and Davchav that women are obligated on Kiddush on Shabbos. Why is that true? After all, perhaps one could argue Kiddush, Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. That is a mitzvah to say, Shahazman Grama, and since it's bound by time, women should be exempt. And that's what the Gemara tells us, this is an exception to the rule. This is what we sing in Chadodi, that Gemara Brachos and Davchav, that Shamar V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad Nemru, Kol She'eshno B'Shmira, Yeshno B'Zachira. In Aseres Dibros, in Shmos Perachav, Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. In Dvarim Hei, Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. They were said simultaneously by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Dibur Echad Nemru, to tell us the following Chiddush, Kol She'eshno B'Shmira, Yeshno B'Zachira. Whoever is obligated in that Pasuk in V'Yaschanan, Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, they're also obligated in the mitzvah of Zachar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And therefore women are obligated in whatever is included in Zachar. The Gemara refers to Kiddush. The Rambam writes in Perachav Tesef Ocho Shabbos that that includes Havdalah as well, and therefore women are obligated in Kiddush and Havdalah. But just to take a step back, the Gemara says that whoever is obligated in Shamor is also obligated in Zachar. Shamor is a reference to refrain from Halacha on Shabbos. And therefore, since women must refrain, therefore they're also obligated in the mitzvah of Zachar. But how do you know that women are obligated in Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho? That was the starting point of the Gemara. They're said simultaneously, whoever is obligated in Shomer is obligated in Zachar. How do we know that women are obligated in Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho? So if you look in the Ramban, in Aseres Dibros, in Shmos Chaf, the Ramban writes the following, because Shomer is lo sase. Just as lo hishomer pen al, Shomer is a lo sase. And therefore, Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is a lo sase of refraining from halacha. If that is true, then obviously women are obligated in the lo sase of Shabbos. That certainly is true. But Tosfos disagreed. Tosfos maintained that Shomer Ushmartem, that is the essay of Shabbos. If that is the essay of Shabbos, one could raise a very basic question. How do you know that women are obligated in Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, to argue, Kol She'eshno B'Shmira, Yeshno B'Zachira. Maybe one should argue that Shomer, that's a mitzvah to say Shehazman Grama, and maybe women are exempt from Shomer as well. How do you know to argue that women are obligated in Shomer, and then to apply the principle, Kol She'eshno B'Shmira, Yeshno B'Zachira. This is a fundamental machlokus between Tosfos and the Ran. Women certainly are obligated in the los essay of Shabbos, but are women obligated in the essay of Shabbos? Tosfos writes a very great chiddush in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph that women are exempt from the essay of Shabbos. Women are exempt from the essay de Shabbosan. To the point that Tosfos raises the following question: whenever the Gemara tells us on Yontif that you cannot apply the principle of essay do chalos essay, why not? Because ein essay Dochalos essay v'essay. Tosfos raised the following question. That I understand regarding men, because men are obligated in the lav and the essay of Yontif. However, when it comes to women, since they're only included in the lav and they're exempt from the essay, why not apply the principle of essay dochalos essay? That is Tosfos' kasha in Kedushin and Daf Lama Dalet. In other words, that you cannot be soreif truma temeya an Yontif. What is wrong with a woman being sorif truma temeya? After all, essay dochalos essay. You cannot go ahead and access dirt for the purpose of kisui hadam if that involves a malacha. Why is it that women cannot do that? After all, why not argue essay dochalos essay? That is the great chiddush of Tosfos, where Tosfos maintains that women are exempt from the essay of malacha, both on Shabbos as well as on Yontif. And Tosfos answers with the following chiddush. It's true. Technically speaking, women are exempt from the essay of Shabbos, but they're included in the lav of Shabbos and Yontif as well. And therefore, since that is true, they're included in the love, and the love is accompanied by an essay, so therefore Tosfos writes the Chiddush that halav olim. The essay strengthens, it bolsters, it fortifies the love, and therefore there's no possibility of essay dochalos essay. It's a Chiddush that Tosfos writes. Even for those who are exempt from the essay, but nonetheless the love is considered to be a strengthened love to the point that you cannot apply the principle of essay dochalos essay. Just as the Gemara writes, you can't apply essay dochalos essay when you have a love where there's nisr kares. You cannot apply the principle of essay dochalos essay when something is a love and an essay, even for those who are exempt from the mitzvah essay. That's what Tosfos writes in Kedushin and Daf Lamed Dalet. In a word, if I were to ask you, why is it that ein essay dochalos essay v'essay, it's because that love is strengthened, that there's no possibility of dechia. The essay is unable to budge that particular love. That's what Tosfos writes. On that Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Lamed Dalet, Rabbi Kiveger tells you to look in the Tosfos in Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph. What is the reference of Rabbi Kiveger? The following. Rabbi Kiveger points out that this is against that Tosfos in Chulin. Because Tosfos in Chulin raises a very interesting issue. In all the cases the Gemara has, where the Gemara tells us, Ein essay dochalos essay v'essay, what happens if I do the wrong thing? I did the mitzvah essay, and you turn to me and say, you shouldn't have, because Ein essay dochalos essay v'essay. What is the onesh? What is the onesh in that particular case? So Tosfos writes the following Chiddush. There's no malchus. Why? Because very simply, the essay is doche, the los essay. What remains is merely that additional essay, and there's never malchus if a person violates an essay. In other words, subtraction. Tosfos writes that the essay and los essay cancel each other out, but you're left with a balance. You're left with the remainder of the essay. But if all it is an essay, in such a case there is never malchus in that particular case. So Tosfos writes in Chulin, whenever the Gemara tells you, ein essay dochalos essay v'essay, there's never an onesh of malchus in those cases. Rabbi Kiveger is telling you that's against the Tosfos in Kedushin. Because the Tosfos in Kedushin tells you that no, if something is forbidden as a lav and an essay, you don't subtract, but the lav and essay are so strong that the essay cannot budge that isser, and the isser remains fully intact, and yes, there is malchus in that particular case. So that is the Chiddush of Tosfos, where Tosfos writes that women are exempt from the essay de Shabbos. And you know who disagrees? The Ran. When you look in the Ran on that sugya, in Kedush Nadav, Lama Dalit, the Ran writes it's not true. Generally speaking, women are exempt from mitzvah essay shahazman grama. But this isn't just a mitzvah essay. Malacha an Shabbos, malacha an Yantif is a lav and an essay. And the Ran writes the following Chiddush, that the lav and the essay are inseparable. You cannot go ahead and split off the lav and the essay. And therefore, step two, the Ran writes, whoever is obligated in the lav is also obligated in the essay. And therefore, the whole assumption of Tosfos that women are exempt from the essay of Malacha and Shabbos and Yantiv, the Ran writes, is not true. The lav and the essay are inseparable. Whoever is obligated in the lav is also obligated in the essay. That is the Chiddush that the Ran points out. So Tosfos writes, you have a right to split. You can be obligated in one element in the lav, exempt from the essay. The Ran writes, the lav and the essay always go together. And whoever is obligated in one, namely the lav, is obligated in the essay. We've pointed out in earlier shiurim that when you look at the Ramban, that very daf, Kedushin daf lamed aled, it sounds as though the Ramban writes the opposite. Because the Ramban is bothered by the following difficulty. The Gemara writes, if you have a mitzvah essay, which is not at all dependent on time, essay she'ein hazman grama, then certainly women are obligated in that mitzvah essay. And what is an example of a mitzvah essay she'ein hazman grama? The Gemara says the following. For example, hashavas aveda. There's a mitzvah hashev teshivim. Returning that lost object. That is an essay. She'ein hazman grama, and women are obligated. Or, for example, the mitzvah shaleach teshalach, the mitzvah of shiluach hakan. That's an example of a mitzvah essay she'ein hazman grama. Or the Gemara says, the obligation to make that fence, that makah legagecha, That's an example of a mitzvah saseh, she'ein hazman grama, and therefore women are obligated. Those are three of the cases that the Gemara writes explicitly, classic illustrations of an essay, she'ein hazman grama, that nashim chayavos. The Ramban raises a very basic question. In all of those cases, there's also a lo saseh. There's also a lav. When it comes, for example, to hashavas aveda, isn't there a lav? Doesn't the Torah say, lo sucha li'salim? There's a lo saseh. When it comes to the case of shiluach hakan, there's a lo saseh. When it comes to making that makala gagecha, there's a lo saseh. Of simas damim. In all those cases, there's a lo saseh. So how can you prove from those cases that women are obligated in an essay she'ein hazman grama? Maybe I'll argue as follows. That maybe women are exempt, but in these cases they cannot be, because these cases are also a lav, and women are obligated in all lavim with very few exceptions. That's the kasha of the Ramban. You know what the Ramban answers? No. Of course women are obligated in the essay. You know why? Because if they would be exempt from the essay, they would also be exempt from the lav. The fact that they're included in the lav, that indicates that they're obligated in the essay. You know, it sounds as though that's exactly the opposite of the Ran. The Ran and the Ramban both argue that you can't split. The lav and the essay go together. But if I were to ask you, is the essay a function of the lav? Or is the lav the function of the essay? Do I argue whoever is obligated in the lav is obligated in the essay? Or do I argue whoever is obligated in the essay is obligated in the lav? It sounds like the Ran and the Ramban are giving opposite answers. The Ran is the one who argues that the determining factor is the lav. And the Ramban writes that no, the determining factor is always the essay. If you look more carefully, though, it would appear that the Ran and the Ramban are not arguing, and rather the comment of each supplements the other, because there is a marked difference between malacha and Shabbos and Yantif, as opposed to the cases of Hashavas Aveda or the others that the Ramban cite. And the difference is as follows. When it comes to Malacha and Shabbos Nyantiv, what is it the Torah says that one must do? Refrain. Sheva Altase, do not engage in Malacha. When it comes to a case of Asiyas Naka, when it comes to Hashavas Aveda, when it comes to Shiluach HaKan, in those cases the Torah insists on an action, Bekum V'Asei. What is the Torah telling us to do? To do or to refrain? That's the key question, no? If the Torah is telling us to refrain, then very reasonable. Then what is primary? The love, no? When the Torah is telling us that this is what you must do, then what is primary is the essay. And the love is for the purpose of bolstering, for supporting the essay. I'll give you an example. When it comes to that case of Hashavas Aveda, there's an essay of Hashav Teshivim, there's a love of if I were to ask you, what is primary, what is secondary? Is the essay a function of lav? Is lav a function of essay? Isn't the answer clear? What do you begin? What's the starting point? What, you begin with an isra of losucha liyisalim? And then, as a result of that lav, there's a mitzvah, hashavas aveda? No, certainly not. There's a mitzvah, hashavas aveda. And you know what? I'm going to walk by and I'm going to pretend that I never saw that lost object. The Torah admonishes you, you better fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Lo sucha lihisalim. The starting point is the essay. The purpose of love simply is to see to it that the essay is fulfilled. There it's very reasonable, as the Ramban writes, if you want to determine who is chayiv, you always look at the essay. When it comes to refraining from malacha and Shabbos Yantif, Sheva Taseh, do not engage in malacha. Whenever the Torah is creating that iser, that prohibition, there isn't it obvious that the ikar ha-iser is not the essay, but rather it's the lav. It's the lav that generates malchus, or kares, or skila. In such a case there, it's clear that the lav is the ikar, the essay is a function of the lav. And those are the two halves of the Ran and the Ramban. When it comes to cases of malacha, the determining factor is the lav. And that's why the Ran writes, whoever is obligated in the lav is also obligated in the essay. When it comes to a mitzvah, the Torah demands performance, then we begin with the essay. I'll give you an example. You know, the Gemara tells us in Bava Kamma as follows. Let's assume I'm guarding a lost object. Someone lost something, and I take it, I'm a Meshiv Aveda. What is my degree of responsibility regarding that object? So Rabbi Yosef says the following Chiddush, that a Shomer Aveda is Dino Kishomer Sacha. He has a very heightened level of Shmirah. And therefore, whenever a Shomer Sacher is Chayiv, he would be Chayiv as well. In other words, a Shomer Aveda would be Chayiv in cases of Geneva, Aveda. If someone steals that object, I am obligated. Why exactly is that true? Why is a Shomer Aveda a Shomer Sacher? The Gemara has two possibilities to understand this concept of Rabbi Yosef. One is the following, a fascinating concept that Rachmana Shabdei Bal Karche. After all, if you decided on your own to watch an object, someone's going away, and they ask you, can you please watch, right, my property, my objects. You can decide on your own whether you want to be a Shomer or whether you do not want to be a Shomer. And you can decide on your own whether you want the responsibility of a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar. Because the terms of the deal are determined by your agreement. You know, halacha, we call that Hischaivus Midas. Why are you obligated? Because I willingly entered into, right, an agreement. When it comes to Hashavas Aveda, why am I obligated to safeguard and to return that object? Because I willingly agreed to do so? No, not necessarily. That was a Torah-imposed obligation. The Torah tells us, Hashav Teshivim. The Torah tells us, Losucha Lehisalim. It's not because out of the goodness of your heart you have decided to, but rather the Torah insists that you must. Rabbi Yosef says, if the Torah insists, then you require a Shmira Ma'ula, the highest form of Shmira. And therefore, you'd be Chayiv in cases of Geneva and Aveda as well. And then Rabbi Yosef gives a second interesting possibility. You know what? If you have a lost object, and you're trying to see who it is, who lost this, who is the rightful owner of this chefetz, really there is a certain monetary benefit that you receive. You know why? Because you're Osek B'mitzvah. And Osek B'mitzvah is Potter Min HaMitzvah. So if an Ani would come to me at that moment, and he would ask me for tzedakah, you know what? I could legitimately say, I have no obligation of tzedakah right now, because after all, I'm engaged in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So therefore, there is some monetary benefit that the Shomer Aveda receives because he would be exempt from giving tzedakah at that particular time. That's the chiddush of Rav Yosef. No doubt it's a chiddush. That monetary benefit pales compared to the effort that I have to exercise to return this lost object. And certainly the owner of the object is not paying me a cent. No, it's because the Torah tells me I am potter min HaMitzvah, but Rabbi Yosef says, nonetheless, that is sufficient to label the person as a Shomer Sachar, based on the principle of Osek B'mitzvah, potter min HaMitzvah. So the Nesivos asks the following question. Osek B'mitzvah, potter min HaMitzvah is exempt from tzedakah? Is that so obvious? What is tzedakah? An essay? A los essay? You know what the answer is? Both. No, the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin, Nefuchos Matnas Aniyim, there's a mitzvah saseh, pasoach tiftach, a person has to give tzedakah. But there also are two lavim, los ametz, los sikbots. If an ani approaches and asks for tzedakah, I'm not allowed to go ahead and to harden my heart, to clench my fist, to resist giving tzedakah. The Torah says that there's a los saseh. So you know what the Nesivos raises the following kasha? Since when does Osek B'mitzvah exempt you from a los asay? A person's Osek B'mitzvah, he can eat treifos, he can eat machalos asuros, he can be machalos Shabbos, because Osek B'mitzvah, pata mitzvah, certainly not. That only applies to mitzvah asay. So the Nesivos writes that why is it so obvious that it applies to tzedakah? After all, there's a lava lo sa'ametz, a lava lo sikbots. What I would suggest is the following. Now, based on this chiddush of the Ran and the Ramban, whenever you have something that is a lav and the essay, the lav and the essay are inseparable. And you have to ask yourself that what is the starting point? Do you begin with the essay or do you begin with the lav? And what was our rule of thumb? It depends. If the Torah is demanding performance, bekum ve'essay, then you always begin with the essay. If the Torah is telling you do not refrain, then you begin with the lav. In the case of tzedakah, isn't it very reasonable? If I were to ask you, what is the relationship between the lav and the essay? What's the starting point? Isn't it obvious? The starting point is the essay. We begin with the mitzvah's essay of tzedakah. And in order to ensure that you give tzedakah, the Torah says, lo sa'ameitz and lo sikpots. You're not fooling anyone, right? If you're going to harden your heart and not give tzedakah. We don't start the opposite way. We begin with a lav of lo sa'ameitz and lo sikpots, and as a function of the lav, there's a mitzvah of tzedakah. We begin with the mitzvah tzedakah. And therefore, the first question you ask yourself is, am I obligated in the mitzvah's essay of tzedakah? And if I were to be exempt because of osek b'mitzvah, potem and a mitzvah, then there is no lav. The purpose of lav simply is to bolster, to fortify the kiyum essay. That's like the Ran, that's like the Ramban, that in those cases the starting point is considered to be a mitzvah essay. See, the reason I raise this is because of the following. That Gemara mentioned, brachos nefchaf, women are obligated in shamar siyam shabbos lekadsha. In kol sheishno b'shmira, yeshno b'zechira. But how do you know that women are obligated in Shamar Shema Shabbos Lakadsha? According to the Ramban, it's a love. Women are obligated to love him. But according to Tosus, that it's an essay. How do you know that women are obligated in this essay? Isn't that in Mitzvah Seisha Hazman Grama? You know what the answer is? It's an essay. But the essay is to refrain from doing malacha. Well, if that's true, that's a love and an essay. And whoever is obligated in the love is obligated in the essay. So Shamar Siyama Shabbos Lekadsho is an essay. Women are obligated in that essay because that goes hand in hand with the love. Zachar Siyama Shabbos Lekadsho, which is the mitzvah of Kiddush, that is an essay independently. That I would have thought is a mitzvah essay. Shahazman Grama, and that's the drasha of the Gemara, Kosheshno Bishmira, Yeshno Bizachira. That apparently is the Chiddush of Tosfos that assumes that Ushmartem es HaShabbos is indeed an essay. So when it comes to Malacha and Shabbos and Yantif, not only a lav of Losasacho Malacha, a lav of Komlecha Savar Losasu, but there also is an essay as well. And the following question, what exactly is included in this essay? We know what is included in the lav. If someone would ask you, what are the guidelines, the parameters of the lav of malacha, of losasa chomalacha on Shabbos, you would tell them, take a look at the Mishnah in Shabbos Nefayin Gimel. That's where the Mishnah lists lamates malachos. Lamates malachos, avos, toldos, all of that is included in the lav of losasa chomalacha. What about the essay? What about the essay? Is that limited to malacha? Or perhaps go and argue that, you know what, that the essay of Shabbos maybe transcends Isra Malacha. Maybe it embraces cases that are not necessarily one of the Lamites Malachos. And here you find a fundamental machlokis for Shonim. This stems from the Sugya in Yevamos, Nafheim Beis, and Avav Aman Aleph, where the Gemara mentions a known halacha, but the details, right, are not commonly known. That's where the Gemara tells us the following. A parent, Rachman Litzlan, tells the child, I insist that you be Mechallel Shabbos. The child is faced with a dilemma. Shabbos on the one hand, Kibra Va'em on the other. That's where the Gemara tells us, Yachal Nishmalo, that maybe you would think that you should listen to the parent when the parent says, be Mechallel Shabbos, or the parent says to their son who is a Kohen, Titame, go take a walk through the Beis HaKvaros. Yachal Yishmalo, Tamalomar no, Acheshav Sosei Tishmaru, Kulchem Chayavin Bichvodi. No, Shabbos comes first. And therefore, it's a choice, Kibbut Avaim versus Shabbos. Shabbos takes precedence over Kibbut Avaim. Good. In fact, the Rashba writes the following Kiddush, and that is it so obvious there's a conflict, Kibbut Avaim and Shabbos? And you know what? I'm not sure how to resolve that conflict. And the answer is the pasuk that tells me kulchem chem v'chvodi, that Shabbos takes precedence over Kibbut Avaim. The Rashba is bothered. Why is that called Kibbut Avaim? No? A parent says, b'machalo Shabbos. Is that called Kibbut Avaim? Doesn't the Gemara tell us in Kedushin that Kibbut Avaim is providing certain services for a parent? Machilo, mabisho, mashkehu, provide drink, provide food, clothing, and the like. But if a parent simply will go ahead and say, you're a Kohen, walk through the Beis HaKvaros. The Rashba writes the case in the Gemara is the following, that the parent doesn't say, walk through the Beis HaKvaros. The parent says the following, I need that object, I need that food, that drink, which happens to be situated in the Beis HaKvaros. Maybe in that case, one would think that Kibbutz Avraham is in fact Doche. But the Gemara is very bothered. Is that a real Havamina? You really would have thought that Kibbutz Avraham takes precedence over Shabbos? And that's why it's necessary to posit that that's not true? No. Shabbos is a lav sheish bo skila, kareis, chatas. We never apply yesido chalos asei to a lav sheish bo kareis. Now the first Mishnah in Yevamos. Two brothers married two sisters. There's a mitzvah of Yibum. Yibum cannot take precedence over the Isser of Achos Isha. Achos Isha is one of Darayos and Isser Kares. Ein esei docholos esei sheish bo kares. If that's the case, why would you think that Kibbutz Avraham can take precedence over Chilul Shabbos? So the Gemara answers, Yevamos Nafav, as follows, you write. If a parent asks their child to do malacha, so certainly there's no possibility that Kibbutz Avraham would be doche Chilul Shabbos. That's not what the parent asked. What the parent asked was the following. You know, there's a whole host of Isurim of Shabbos that are not malachos. That are not malachos. We have lamites malachos. But that's not the entire scope of Isurei Shabbos. There's Nisra of Mechamer, or Shvisas Avadim, or Shvisas Behemto, or Tchumim. There are many areas of Shabbos where the Torah says, don't do, don't go ahead and lead that animal, but it's not one of the Lametes Malachos, it's an Isser Lav. If it's simply an Isser Lav, that's what the Gemara says, maybe then you could have suggested, Esedo Chalosasei. If it would be a Malacha, then certainly not. But if, however, you're dealing with Mechamer, so in such a case, maybe then, Yachol Yishmalo, Esedo Chalosasei, no, Talmud Lomar, Kulchem Chayavim Bichvodi. That's the Gemara Yevamos Nafav. Good? Tosus raises the following kasha. You're right, Mechamer is not one of the Lametes Malachos. There's no Skila, there's no Kareis, there's no Chatas, but there's also an essay. And Ein Esei Dochalos Esei, Vesei. So still, what exactly is the Havamina? Why would you think that Kibbutz Avraham would be docha that Isser of Mechamer? It's a lav, but there's also an essay. And Ein Esei Dochalos Esei, Vesei. What do you see according to Tosus? That the essay of Shabbos, of Shabbason, Tishbos, Ushmartim Esa Shabbos, that goes above and beyond Lametes Malachos. Even the Isurei Shabbos that are not Malachos, Mechamer, Avadim, Behema, Tchumim, all of those cases, that also has coupled with it the essay. That is the view of Tosus. And who disagrees? The Rashba. The Rashba writes in that daf, Yevamos Nafav, it's not true that the essay of Shabbos is limited to Lametes Malachos. Beyond Lametes Malachos, even if they're peripheral Isurim of Shabbos, the essay does not apply to those Malachos at all. So that's a fundamental machlokes, Tosus in the Rashba. There's an essay of Shabbos. If I were to ask you, what is its scope? Everyone agrees so far that it applies to Lametes Malachos. But does it apply even to other Isurei Torah that are not at all Isurei Malacha? Tosfos says it does, and the Rashba writes that it does not. That's quite an important machlokas Rishonim. Tosfos and the Rashba, simply, what is included in the essay of Shabbos? There is a Ramban that goes a step further. This Ramban is critically important. It's found in Parshas Emor, in Vayikra, in Perachav Gimel, Pasachav Dalet. The Ramban is on the essay of Shabbos. And that's where the Ramban asks the following. You know, if a person knows Hilchos Shabbos well enough, the Ramban writes, they could engage in a typical business day without violating any of the Lametes Malachos. Right? In earlier times, you would take your horse and you would ride to work. Riding a horse is an Isser Drabanan. You'd buy and you'd sell, you'd make Kinyanim. Making Kinyanim is only an Isser Drabanan. You could have your shops open, business, in Isser Drabanan. Right? You're going to have a guy do any malacha that's necessary. Amrilan Achri, it's a shvus, it's an Isser Drabanan. You'll write? Good, write with your other hand. Kalach Hayad, only an Isser Drabanan. The Ramban writes, can it be that that is called Shmir Shabbos? Can that be? A person technically has avoided all of the Lametes Melachos. And that's exactly the point that the Ramban writes, that it's true. You didn't violate any of the Lametes Melachos. But that's the purpose of the essay of Shabbos. The essay of Shabbos is in order to ensure that you preserve, that you capture the special character of Shabbos itself, above and beyond Isuri Malacha. And this is what the Rambam writes in Perach Chav Dalef Hilcha Shabbos. The Rambam writes that Shabbos must be a time, the term of the Rambam is Shvisa Nikeres. It must be recognizably distinct from any other time of the week. In fact, the Rambam writes, as we mentioned, not only is Kiddush Min HaTorah, but also Havdalah. What, in other words, you have to offset Shabbos, separate it from the Chol, Bichnisaso, when it begins, Bitsiaso, at its conclusion. The Rambam writes that that is the essay of Shabbos. Imagine a person, for example, will sit at home, engage in what the Rambam writes as Uvda Dechol, right? Weekday activity. You really mean to say that that's called Shmira Shabbos? The Rambam writes it certainly is not. You know, sometimes we say something isn't Shabbos, Dick. You get the impression as though, technically speaking, it's permitted, but somehow it's not within the spirit, right, of Shabbos. No, the Rambam writes, no. Technically speaking, it's forbidden min HaTorah. It's not a malacha. It's not a malacha. But nonetheless, if the consequence of that activity, the Rambam writes, is uvda dechol, so in such a case, the Rambam writes, ubitel hatama kosa betorah, mamanya nuach. That what do you mean? Shvis on Shabbos, the Rambam writes, is an essay. And therefore, you have to refrain on Shabbos. You have to preserve the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos. And the Rambam writes that anything which we would associate as a weekday activity, the Rambam writes, is forbidden min HaTorah, even though it is not considered to be in Isser Malacha. The Ramban writes, you decide you're going to stay home on Shabbos and rearrange all the furniture in your home. Mefana chafetz mi pina lepina. That's the Ramban's language. No? You'll go ahead and you'll take the couch and the piano and move it upstairs, downstairs. The Ramban writes, you violated an Isser Daraisa. Not a Malacha Daraisa, but an Isser Daraisa, the essay of Shabbos. It's important to preserve that sense of Kedusha. When the Ritva quotes this Ramban, the Ritva is found in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, the Ritva writes that this is a Margolis Tava, this is a precious jewel that we've inherited from the Ramban. The need to realize that there is much more to Shabbos than simply Lamed Tes Malachos. It is interesting, in a technical sense, the emphasis of the Ramban is different from that of the Rambam. After all, the Ramban writes that we're talking about Meleches Tircha V'Amel, an arduous task. Right, a person who will rearrange the furniture in his home. A person who will exert himself in business. Doing that on Shabbos, that is us. The Rambam writes, it's Uvda Dechol. It doesn't have to be an arduous task, but something that is indicative of, right, a weekday activity. But the Rambam and the Ramban are quite similar in that sense, that Malacha is one aspect of Dinei Shabbos, but only one aspect. Aside from Lametes Malachos, Avos, Toldos, there is a whole world to this Essay de Shabbosan. So far as follows, Rashba writes, the Essay de Shabbosan is limited to Lametes Malachos. Tosu says the Essay de Shabbosan extends to that which is found explicitly on Shabbos, even if it's not a Malacha. For example, Mechamer. The Rambam and the Ramban go a step further and write that it can apply to something which otherwise is not forbidden at all, but something which is not within the spirit of Shabbos, either Uvda Dechol or Meleches Tircha V'Amel, that is included in the essay of Shabbos as well. In the Magid Mishnah writes in Perachaf Aleph V'Chol Shabbos, perhaps even Shvusim Drabanan, Yisuri Drabanan, are included in the essay as well. A person will violate the Yisuri D'Rabbanan on Shabbos. In such a case, he hasn't violated any Yisur Malacha, but perhaps that is included in the essay de Shabbason as well. These are various possibilities in the Rishonim as to what is the scope, the nature of the essay of Shabbos itself. This view of the Rashba, that it's limited to Yisuri Malacha, doesn't apply beyond Lametes Malachos, I would suggest that this is also the view of Rabbeinu Chananel. This is Rabbeinu Chananel of Sachim and Daf Heimud Beis that writes something that is very unclear. But I think in this light, right, his words become crystal clear. Let me summarize quickly, right, what Rabbeinu Chananel writes. When it comes to Chametz bePesach, the Torah tells us, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisa. You have to rid your house of Chametz b'yom harishon. What does that mean? There are two possibilities. Yom Rishon either could mean the first day of Pesach, or as we know lahalacha, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisa was the day prior to Pesach, Erev Pesach. That's of course the halacha, Erev Pesach. But how do you know that that's true? How do you know that b'yom harishon tashbisa, son of Atechem, is a reference to Erev Pesach and not Pesach? So Rabbi Akiva puts forth the following argument in Psachim and Afei, that what do you mean? How do you get rid of chametz? No, you burn your chametz. Burning your chametz on Yantiv. How can that be? Matsinu havara shehi av malacha. You're not allowed to burn your chametz on Pesach. So if that is true, it must be that Yom HaRishon means you burn your chametz prior to Pesach. Good? The Gemara says that you see from Rabbi Akiva three chedushim. Chedush number one is Rabbi Akiva assumes ein biur chametz ela b'sreifa. Machlokas Rabbi and the Chachamim. How do you rid your house of chametz? Rabbi just says you have to burn it. That sounds like Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Chachamim, you could get rid of the chametz in many other ways that don't necessarily entail in Isra Malacha. The fact that Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah tashbisu because you cannot burn chametz, ein bir chametz ala b'sreifa. Point number two is the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva denies the principle of mitoch. This is a sugyan beitz and daf yabez amar aleph, that certain malachos that we allow for the purpose of ochel nefesh and yantiv, we also allow for general tzarchei yantiv. Well, isn't bir chametz a tzarech al yantiv? Yet Rabbi Akiva says you cannot engage in malacha for the purpose of bir chametz. You see, he denies that principle of mitoch. And the third, which is relevant for us, is the following. Burning chametz, what does that entail? What malacha is that? That's the pasuk of lo sevaru esh b'chomosh vaseichem. One is not allowed to ignite. You're not allowed to burn something, right? On Shabbos, lo sevaru esh. You know, that's a difficulty. Why does the Torah have to single out the malacha? How do you know that you can't write on Shabbos? And you can't do borer on Shabbos, and you can't plant on Shabbos. There's no pasuk, because the Gemara writes in Shabbos stuff from Testament Beis, you don't need psukim. We'll discuss that we have a tradition of lamentes malachos based on Mishkan. You don't require a pasuk to tell us that something is a malacha. In fact, if there is a pasuk in Chumash that tells us don't do this, you know, that's a problem. Why is it necessary to have a pasuk? To the extent that, you know what Rabbi Yossi argues? Rabbi Yossi says if the pasuk goes out of its way and tells us that something is forbidden on Shabbos, that's a giveaway that it is not a malacha. And that's the view Rabbi Yossi that says, havara, burning, igniting, lelav yatzas. That's not a malacha. On Shabbos, there's no kares, there's no skila, there's no chatos, it is simply an iser lav. Havara is lelav yatzas. And Rabbi Nassim disagrees. Rabbi Nassim maintains that burning is one of the lametes malachos. It is considered to be a malacha. Why does the Torah single that out by example? To tell us the concept of chiluk malachos. That just as you're chayev for this independently, you're chayev for each and every one of the lametes malachos individually. That's the concept of chiluk malachos. In a word, according to Rabbi Nassan, if a person will burn, in such a case, he violates a malacha, and the onish is one of malacha on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yossi, no, havar is only considered to be a lav. The Gemara writes that according to Rabbi Akiva sides with Rabbi Nassan. Shma mina, that havar lechalek yatzas. That Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nassan and disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. That's difficult. How do you know that that's true? Rabbi Akiva just simply said, you can't burn chametz on yantiv. But how do you know that he's holding like Rabbi Nassan as opposed to Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi both agree that it's aser. They just argue about the intensity of the aser. Is it just a lav? Or is it something on Shabbos that has an aser kares in skila? One of you, for example, Tosus writes, as you write, that the argument of Rabbi Akiva does not tell us whether he holds like Rabbi Nassan or Rabbi Yossi. You know what the diuk of the Gemara was? Not the argument of Rabbi Akiva, but his choice of words. Rabbi Akiva didn't just simply say, you're not allowed to burn chametz.
Rabbi Akiva happened to say, Matsinu Havara Shehi Av Malacha.
Rabbi Akiva called it an Av Malacha. If all Rabbi Akiva would have said is, you can't burn Chametz on Pesach, I wouldn't know whether he holds like Rav Nasser Rabbi Yossi. But if he calls it a Malacha, that means he agrees with Rabbi Nasser. It's one of the Lamed Tes Malachas. Rabbi Nochanan writes differently. No, the diuk is not from the language of Rabbi Akiva, but rather the argument of Rabbi Akiva as follows. Bior Chametz Tashbisu is a mitzvah saseh. Could I apply the principle of Esed Ocholos saseh? True, that one is not allowed to engage in those Savaraway Shanyantiv, but there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. And why not apply the principle of Esed Ocholos saseh, that the mitzvah of Bior Chametz of Tashbisu is Doche the Isser of those Savaraways? Rabbi Nechanan writes, and very unclear, that that should depend on Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi. That according to Rabbi Nassan, you can't apply Esed Ocholos saseh. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can apply Esed Ocholos saseh. The fact that Rabbi Akiva says you cannot apply Esed Ocholos saseh, you cannot burn Chametz on Pesach, that clearly indicates he holds like Rabbi Nassan against Rabbi Yossi. You know what's difficult? Why should that be? Why should Esed Ocholos saseh depend on Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi? You know, what first comes to mind, which is wrong, right, is the following. That according to Rabbi Nassan, those Savaroesh has kares, has skila. And you never apply Esed Ocholos saseh if there's kares or skila. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a lav, then you can apply Esed Ocholos saseh. But that's not right. Because kares or skila is only on Shabbos, on Yantif. There's no kares, there's no skila, there's no chatas. Malacha on Yantif is only a lav. So why should the machlokes on Shabbos impact on Yantif? And furthermore, Esed Ocholos saseh, isn't that exactly the one we began with in Shabbos Chaf Dalet, in Beitz and Dav Ches, that you can't apply Esed Ocholos saseh to Yantif because Yantif is a lav and an essay, and ain Esed Ocholos saseh v'essay? How do you understand that, Rabbi Nechanan? I would suggest the following. Rabbi Nechanan is exactly as the Rashba. The essay of Shabbos, Tishvo Shabbosa, Ushmartim Esa Shabbos, Kikodosh Ilochem, what is its scope? What is included in that essay to Shabbosa? The Rashba writes, only Lamites Malachas. Only Lamites Malachas. That's the view of Rabbi Nochanan. And therefore as follows, if I were to ask you, is there an essay to Shabbosa when it comes to the Isra of those Sevarweish? You know what the answer is? It depends on Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi. If you hold like Rabbi Nassan, that Lo Sevaroesh is one of the Lamites Malachos, on Shabbos there's Kares. On Yantif, there's a Lav and an Essay. And Ein Essay Dachalos, Essay Vessay. But if you argue like Rabbi Yossi, no, it's not a Malach at all. On Shabbos there's no Kares, there's no Skila, there's no Chatos. On Yantif, there's no Essay. All it is an Isra Lav. If all it is an Isra Lav, then you can apply the principle of Essay, Docholos Essay. That's the Rabbi Nochanan. Rabbi Nochanan writes, since we don't apply Essay, Docholos Essay, because Rabbi Akiva writes, you cannot burn Chametz on Pesach. Why not? Because it's a Lav and an Essay. That's a giveaway that he holds like Rabbi Nassan, that Havar is one of the Lamed Tes Malachos. That Rabbi Nechanan is like the Rashba. So far, very simply, right? According to the Rashba, the Esed de Shabbosam only applies to Yisurim Malacha. According to Tosus, it applies to Yisurim in HaTorah, even if they're not Yisurim Malacha. The Chiddush of the Rambam, is that no, the Esed de Shabbosam has a life of its own, even to something that otherwise would be Mutter, even if it's not a Malach at all, but it detracts from the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos. In the Magen Mishnah writes, perhaps at times even Isuri Drabban as well can be a breach of the Esed de Shabbos. And so we'll have to pick up in the next year with this point. What exactly is included in the Esed de Shabbos? And then back to the issue, who is obligated in the Esed de Shabbos? Are women obligated in every aspect of Esed de Shabbos, or are they not? But this is a critical view. The Rambam and the Ramban, that even if we center on Lamed Tes Malachos, realize this is one aspect of Dinei Shabbos, but a whole world to Shabbos, the Esei de Shabbosam, to make sure that we preserve that Kedusha Sayom. According to the Ramban, to avoid Melechis Tircha V'Amel, according to the Rambam, to avoid any case of Uvda Dechol, to make sure that Shabbos is a Shvisa Hanikeres, that it's offset, not merely through Kiddush and Havdalah, but offset through the activity of Shabbos itself, in order to ensure that we preserve the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos in Yom Tov. Thank you.